taking me.
Leanne? Leanne, can you hear me?
Fred, what's going on?
Are you okay? Have they hurt you? Put my wife back on! Is she alive?
For now.
This is the first driving movie I ever saw where I said, damn, I wish Jason Statham was in it.
This is the first driving movie that I saw. I said, wow, they should have just renamed this bitch in the backseat the movie.
They should have just named it. Bitch, can you shut the fuck up?
I agree.
Or, oh my God. Jesus Christ. I never thought. You know what? I never thought I'd see. You know what? I'll give her this. Selena Gomez is pretty. I'll give her this. She's very pretty or whatever.
For
but
a 14-year-old child?
I never thought I'd see a pretty chick this goddamn annoying. She's on the level of Melissa McCarthy level annoying this year.
I wouldn't go that far. She's just a notch below.
Yeah, she's oh my God. Yeah, she can't beat Melissa McCarthy in Identity Thief, but she's making a getaway for a second act in this one, because goddamn, I wanted to punch her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we're talking about Getaway. There's
probably the worst movie of the summer, almost. It's up there in that top five of worst.
There's not much to say. I mean, I'm just kind of baffled, if anything. I'm kind of baffled that they would take something, like, that's not easy to screw up and screw it up so tremendously.
I felt so sorry for Ethan Hawke.
I did too.
I did too, because, you know, Ethan Hawke is one of those guys that does these low-level movies like these, but he always raises it up a notch. And here, it looked like he didn't even want to be here.
Because, like, I think he saw, like, Selena Gomez get on set, and he's like, well, this movie's dead on arrival.
You know what? They didn't know that. He didn't know that he had the female co-host or whatever, and as soon as she walked on set, he said, fuck, I already signed that contract.
Exactly. people, this is distributed by Warner Brothers. It is a Dark Sky picture, and Dark Skies is kind of Warner Brothers' division that makes shitty genre films like this.
Yeah, shitty straight to VHS movies or whatever. I mean, damn, how does Warner Brothers keep them around?
I don't know, because, like, their movies, I mean, they make modest profit.
Yeah. They've had some of the biggest blockbusters ever, every summer almost.
Yeah, and then, oh, I'm talking about Dark Sky. Dark Sky.
About Warner Bros. Okay, yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, the reason they have their partnership with Dark Sky is because Dark Sky gets some modestly big, I mean, hits on their hands, but recently they've had some shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the last hit that they had. Oh, Splice was the last hit that they had.
That was Splice? They were part of that?
Yeah, they bought Splice off Canada.
Okay, alright. Because I was about to say, I thought another company had them that bought them, but okay, well, Dark Skies, and I guess you had something right there. Even though that was about, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Three, to be precise. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even know, like, there's not really much to say. I mean,
the plot of the story is pretty much, the plot of the story pretty much here is, if you miss the first 5 seconds, you'll miss the goddamn plot of the movie almost away until, but pretty much Ethan Hawke gets a phone call. This guy took his wife. We don't know why. We don't know why, where she's taken or whatever, or the motivation for that matter, but, Ethan Hawke, he's supposed to be stealing a car, and then he'll be getting a phone call from this guy to do a couple of errands. And, of course, Selena Gomez gets introduced, but we find out it's her car, and she's smart, and she's the Ludacris of the franchise here. And
using her iPad to hack in every bank and anything they need, because that's 100% plausible.
And that's pretty much the plot.
Until they pull the M. Night Shyamalan quote-unquote twist.
How could that be a twist? But, you know, I sat there when I saw that ending, and I just looked at that and was like, uh-oh, dun-dun-dun, the big reveal. But then again, I started thinking about the rest of the movie. I was like, I only saw two characters in the whole damn movie anyway, so even if they reveal who the villain is, would I even know who that is unless it's a big actor?
Yeah, exactly. The only way they can make this twist work is if, like, the wife is like, ha-ha, it's me! Because it's like, okay, that's at least funny in how stupid that is.
Yeah, exactly. At least, though, if it was the wife, I could have been like, oh, that's messed up, whatever. But since it was just some old dude, I was just looking, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get this straight.
What does that mean?
Yeah. You put John Voight on all the posters. You put him in the marketing campaign. You put him in the trailer. and you set that up as a twist. Bop, 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 the bad guy's John Voight.
They could have put some magic in here, had that dude be Morgan Freeman. This could have been Now You See Me sequel or something, but with magic, and it could have been better, and it would have made a lot more sense, honestly.
I agree. I mean, the real magic here, the real magic needs to be done on Selena Gomez and the director as well, because the director, obviously...
He's a horrible action director.
He's an idiot.
To say the least.
Yes. He is a full-blown idiot because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing in terms of action scenes.
This is probably the worst action I've seen all year.
I agree. It, because, like, he quick cuts it too quickly.
Well, the thing is you see Ethan Hawke driving, which I don't know why Selena Gomez is yelling out, "You're the worst driver ever." I was like, oh, my God. Did you not just see what he did? But at the same time, he has cops chasing him. But whenever they would show a shot of Ethan Hawke, then they show a shot of him turning, and then the cop car would just fly in the air, and I'd be like, well, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's, you know what it is? It's your joke. How did that happen? Don't worry about it.
It's magic.
Yeah.
That's why I said it would have been better if it was called Now You See Me, because then I'd be like, oh, well, it's magic at least.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, it's like cops are like, oh, wait, the camera cut down. Derp.
These were the worst cops ever. Which, I don't know. Okay, how many movies do we see where cops keep getting stupider?
Chief Wiggum is more competent than these idiots.
He actually is. I've never seen his car flip over or whatever.
Exactly. Barb Brady from South Park is more competent than these idiots.
And that idiot can't even fucking read.
Yeah, exactly.
How come they never shot his tires out?
Dude, do you really want to start getting into the logic of this movie? If we want to start getting the logic, how does someone hack in on an iPad? Why don't they just shoot the tires? Why doesn't Ethan Hawke just get out of the car when he's told to run over people?
The dialogue is so bad, too. There's a scene where Selena Gomez is like, it's called education. I was like, I don't think you learned that in education.
I think you need to go get education in on how to act.
Yeah, how to act tremendously, because she has to be... honestly, I'm trying to think of all the women that portrayed or whatever. Obviously, Melissa McCarthy is number one for identity thief, but Selena Gomez is probably number two on the list of being the worst actress of the year.
Yeah, I agree.
By
I
far
mean,
or whatever, because that was when I was just looking at her every time she's on the screen. I was just like, it has to be so painful for Ethan Hawke to team up with this girl.
All I was thinking is like, wow, I can't wait for hipsters to see this movie because they're going to see their golden girl from Spring Breakers, Selena Gomez, and they're going to realize that they're all idiots for saying that movie was good and she was good in it.
Honestly, did Ethan Hawke even have any dialogue? I mean, seriously, like
the other than like even I could have written better dialogue for him. I would have just written, "Bitch, shut up."
Exactly. Like, he has, like, even though he's the main character in the film, the camera just shoots on him and then switches right off of him real quick or whatever. Like, the camera is just shooting shots of his whole damn body and movements of the car or whatever. And I'm just like, is Ethan Hawke even a star of this film?
Because yeah, exactly. Like, they'll do
one of the dialogue.
They'll do a shot to him and then they'll do a shot to Selena. Why aren't you driving straight? Go there. Go left. Come on. Why are you crashing? You suck.
And then he'll just have a reaction shot of Ethan Hawke and then just show his boot and then and him grabbing on the clutch. And I'm like, man, Ethan Hawke, they could have got anybody for this.
Exactly. And you know what I bet this was? I bet Ethan Hawke signed on this in early, early pre-production.
I bet he saw something in this. And you know what? Honestly, this movie didn't look like it was too hard to make like fun and thriller. But like the action in it, because it's mainly an action film. The action in it is so fucking bad. I was just like,
yeah, if you film the action better, you can at least salvage it a little bit.
I've never seen a car movie where the driving is so bad. I just kept thinking of, like, I was like, man, I'd rather watch the Last Transporter film over again or whatever. And I actually find those kind of amusing and fun or whatever. I was like, man. Statham would have looked at this and been like, I'm not touching that shit, mate.
Yeah, now you look back at Facts of Fury 6 and you see, well, it could be worse.
Man, I was just looking at the... Well, then I did see Vehicle 19 with that Paul Walker film that I kept talking about.
Oh, and how was that?
You think this one's bad? Jesus
Christ. Are we going to have to add that onto our VOD special?
I see why they took that franchise of Fast and Furious away from him. Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Are we going to have to add that to our VOD special along with Ooga Booga?
Oh my God, Paul Walker. More power to you, brother. Just keep being that side character in Fast and Furious because, damn, you ain't getting that baby back.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but no, Selena Gomez, man, there was just times where, like, Ethan Hawke was doing some of the best driving, and she was just constantly, what are you doing? you're the worst driver. Let me out. They're going to get out. I was just like, ugh. And
I found it so funny that she tweeted that she was so proud of that film.
Are you serious?
Yes. You can look it up on Twitter. She tweeted out to her fans, go see it. I am so proud of this.
I am so going to favorite that now. I'm so going to favorite that on her because I won't want her to respond to me and say, so did you like it? And I'd be like, no.
No, it's fucking horrible.
Even with most of the action films we saw that I didn't enjoy or whatever, I at least could give it a pass. I was like, oh, they had this scene in there. But there was not one goddamn shot. Okay, there was one shot in here that I thought was actually well done, but it just went on for too long. It was towards the end where you saw the point of view of the camera shot from Ethan Hawke's car.
Yeah.
As he was chasing down the but I was like, that was really good. But then it just kept going on. I was like, okay, you can cut it off now.
Yeah, we're done. Stop.
Please, you're ruining that was like a great director's choice to pick up that shot. And I was just like, okay, you're wrong. How the hell could this Mustang not catch up with that goddamn van?
I don't know.
Did you see the last part of how the villain, or supposedly the villain, if you will, got caught, though? The Mustang flips over and runs right into that car. I was like, wait a minute. So what was the point of throwing Selena Gomez out the car?
Because they can't hurt their star.
So they threw her out of the car to throw Ethan Hawke's character off. But yeah, when his car flips over, it lands right onto the villain's car. And I was just like, oh, so did he catch him?
Wow, this is like Transformers level of stupid.
By the way, was that dude German too? Because I swear to God, as he was chasing and they was doing the explosion, I heard the dude go, Scheiße.
He's from what I like to call What the Fuckistan.
So that was the only time I had a reaction in the whole movie is when they stole the hard drive from the villain's bad guys or whatever and stuff like that. And all I heard the dude go was, Scheiße.
I would have just loved that if they were just like, oh, poop.
That's what it sounded like. I was like, wow. I think it's a Captain America flashback real quick.
Yeah, but at least in Captain America, they made it work.
Schnutz, schnutz.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is horrible. Honestly, this is like we said last week. This is seriously some straight to DVD shit. I mean,
yeah, this has no business being in a theater. I mean, see, I would give it a fuck it, but I didn't walk out angry.
I did, because you know why? Because I saw another movie that was actually better than this, which I was fucking shocked by, honestly, and that was One Direction.
Oh, no!
How the fuck did I enjoy that movie better than this one? I don't understand that. I do not understand that. The music, I ain't going to lie, the music is horrible, but as far as what the director did in that film, as far as the choices he made, making difference in this one, I was like, eh, that's not that bad, actually, or whatever. Too bad these songs all sound the same, whatever, and I can't differentiate between them, whatever. But I was like, he's got something going here, or whatever.
All right, so I don't have to go watch it. What would you give One Direction so we don't have to talk about it?
I give it I have to give it two ratings, whatever, because for concert people, even though I made fun of it, honestly, I said, like, because then again, even though I made fun of the concert films or whatever, because I was like, nobody gonna see that shit. But tell you what, if they made, like, a fucking Killers or a Daft Punk concert movie or whatever, I'd probably be in there and I'd be like, damn, I should never talk shit about it. So for like people that are fans of the One Direction, go ahead and you can go see it or whatever. That's your seat. But for me, I thought the direction of it was good or whatever, but the music is just, it sucks. It's like horrible or whatever. The dance choreography. The best part of the movie, though, is picking out which one's going to have the drug problems.
See, Spill said the same thing, and now, like, that's kind of the only reason, like, I would maybe sit down and watch it just to be like, which one of you is it going to be? My money's on Harry.
It's so funny, too, when you just sit there, because you're just picking out which one is going to fall off the mat or whatever and stuff like that. But, so I give it a stream it at that or whatever. But, yeah.
So, back to Getaway.
Getaway, it gets a mighty old fuck it. Damn. This is horrible, dude.
Yeah, I'm just going to give it a... All right, you know what? Screw it. I can't do it. I'm going to give it a fuck it. It didn't make me as angry as the other fuckers I've given this summer, but it's just so lazy that it doesn't deserve any better.
Yeah, I feel sorry for poor Ethan Hawke. I do.
I do too, but he's a good...
I wanted to give him a hug.
He's a good actor. He'll bounce back with The Purge 2 or Sinister 2. As for Selena Gomez...
She'll never bounce back.
Exactly. Go back to your pop career, honey.
You know what? You need to just go back to Disney. That rat would be looking at you like, well, well, well...
Look who's crawling back.
I knew you'd be back, bitch. Now get out there and make my money.
But yes, first, just to show that I'm back. Zip.
You know what? No, I don't want her back, because then she might try to join a Marvel movie, so never mind.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Yeah, you get the fuck out of there from there, you stupid bitch.
Five. Four. Three.
I need to be told that she is all right.
Two.
And when this is going to be over.
One.
Your answer, Mr. Magna.